Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Jean-Michel Jarre is a composer, performer and music producer who sold more than 90 million albums across the world, the most famous being Oxygen. He was born in 1948 and raised in Paris, largely by his mother and grandfather. And his household was a bohemian one, with plenty of music and plenty of visits to Paris's finest jazz clubs. But when he was 5, his father, Maurice Jarre, headed for America, where he made his name as a successful composer, winning Oscars for his scores for Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago and A Passage to India. He died last year, and Jean-Michel says that his current world tour is in part a tribute to him. Jean-Michel has 3 children and lives in France with his wife, the actress Anne Périod, and these are his inheritance tracks.
The piece of music I inherited is Goodbye from Chet Baker. This whole mood of Chet Baker's work is something that is linked with my mother. My mother was a heroine of the French Resistance, and when she was put in jail by the German, she met there a very colorful girl called Mimi Ricard, and this woman had created the most influential modern jazz club after the war. In the club, you had people such as Don Cherry, Archie Shepp, John Coltrane, Chet Baker, and I had no idea about those guys were. And I was just a little kid hanging around and going during their rehearsals, and I was absolutely amazed by the kind of mood of this post-war jazz feel. When I had my 9th birthday, I mean, Chet Baker was there, and he sat me on the upright piano, and he played that tune to me, just like that. And each time I'm remembering this moment, I still feel the air, the blow of the trumpet on my chest. Probably my first emotion in terms of sound, the physical impact of a sound and of a melody, of music, of a texture. And that certainly influenced me in my work later on. My parents split up when I was 5 years old, and actually I grew up quite far away from my dad. She then, in a very subtle way and very clever way, took both roles of a mom and a father. I was the only child, and she taught me the idea of tolerance. You had, after the war, lots of anti-German feeling in France. And she always taught me the idea of making the difference between the Nazis and the German people. I have memories of being quite an energetic boy and having quite lots of friends and being quite happy, really. But then when I see the pictures of mine at that moment, I can feel a huge, it's even almost shocking for me, hidden sadness or melancholia in the eyes. And that's probably due to the separation and the loss of my dad. My mom passed away a few weeks ago, and during her funerals, that was one of the songs we played. We had a great complicity, very curious of everything, and she showed me a lot, paintings and literature and music, and if I'm here today, it's really because of her. The piece of music I'll pass on is Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. As a musician, I'm really impressed by the originality of the structure. It's a song, but it's a song with like a classical piece. You have so many different moods. It's absolutely brilliant as a pure piece of music. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up. What you want to pass on future generations, obviously, is good vibrations. This song is like layers of emotions. And again, you have apparent happiness hiding much more darker sides. She's somehow closer now. I think music is probably the most interactive art form. In front of music, you're not passive like in front of television, for instance. You can create your own story, your own world, and using this as a platform for your imagination, for your emotions. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. It's talking about vibrations. Vibrations of what? Vibration acoustically, on a musical point of view. Music is made of vibrations, but also human beings are made, and our moods are made of vibrations. It's really a constant go-between music and feelings, this song. The message, if any, I would like to pass on through this song is actually to show that with a very simple thing, which is a song, you can be universal, digging deep in your own garden, in your own soul, to try to be understood and felt by everybody on the planet. And this is what art form is, and this is, after all, what life is all about, and what living in community is all about. I think connecting people and having a sense of community these days is more and more important. The main problem for the future is not global warming, it's demography, and how to cope with this new equation of being maybe 10 billion people in the next 15 years. In days where technology will give us the feeling that we can connect with anyone through the internet, and we can get the Pope, Madonna, or anyone in our living room, but we can't talk and communicate to our neighbor next door. Music and art form, more than ever, is able to gather people and to connect people on an emotional level, which is the most important thing.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.